the problems of xenophobia in our country, it has a variety of sources. If you trace each incident, you find a different slant to the story. For instance, there's been accusations that people from outside of South Africa have taken over business from South Africans. In some instances, there are issues of crime that is blamed on foreigners and so on. And so the key issue for us is that in either case, whether it's a crime or issue of business, is that South Africans must work with foreigners. If they're doing better in business, it means there is a case for us to learn from them. And secondly, instances of crime is that you can't blame every foreigner for a crime incident. If there are elements amongst foreigners who are criminals, it's a matter that police would need to deal with to apprehend those people and put them behind bars.
We see that there's this issue of small business owners who are actually complaining. Give us an insight of exactly what they're talking about here.
Well, we've got a sizable number of people from Pakistan in particular and Somali who have moved into many townships where they buy out local shop owners and run those little shops. Now, people who find it difficult to compete with them have leveled all sorts of accusations that they sell expired goods and lower the prices and thus get them out of business and so on. And when it was dealt with by the Minister of Small Business Development, she said, let us, instead of isolating these people, get closer to them and learn how do they make their business do well to a point where they become so competitive.
When we look at some of the people that are being attacked, there are some Zimbabweans, there are some Zambians, Malawians, and these people, Mr. Khoza, I think you know that some of them helped the ANC in actually fighting apartheid. So what could be your comment there?
Well, it is said that we have these attacks on South Africa precisely because of the point you are making. At the height of our struggle, we were received with warm hands in countries like Tanzania, Zambia. We operated from Mozambique, operated from Lesotho, operated from Botswana, and some people were even trained in countries like Nigeria and so on. So we have received support from the international community that made it possible for us to attain our liberation. And that's why, as the ANC, we find it strange that South Africans today would have a problem with foreigners as if we have never been in that situation before.
So now, Mr. Khoza, there are some people who are saying that the ANC has taken time to react to these violent activities.
No. The ANC has always reacted from the very first incident of xenophobia. ANC has been on the platform and calling people to desist from entertaining xenophobic tendencies. The ANC has condemned all forms of violence. We've even used our structures on the ground to try and defuse the situation. We have called on police to act against those that are behind xenophobic attack. At no stage was the ANC quiet when these things happened.
And now, Mr. Khoza, what is the way out of this kind of situation?
There is a groundswell process of mobilization in areas that are affected by ANC structures and ANC-led government to engage communities and discourage them. But that's the first thing. The second thing is, of course, to ensure that the police act and act decisively